This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign.
That's Democratic frontrunner Bernie Sanders discussing his concerns about the entry of billionaire Michael Bloomberg into the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Sanders also saying in that interview with CBS News that he was surprised about Bloomberg's performance in the other night's debate.
I was. And if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, I think it's quite likely that Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
Sanders and the other Democrats campaigning in Nevada today as it holds its caucuses tomorrow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says a peace deal between the Taliban and the United States could be signed by February 29th, as long as a week-long reduction in violence holds. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Some intelligence officials are sounding a warning that Russia is continuing its efforts to interfere with the 2020 presidential election. At a briefing last week, congressional lawmakers were reportedly told part of that effort is focused on getting President Trump reelected. The president was reportedly furious about the classified briefing given to Congress, but former CIA Director John Brennan says everyone involved was simply doing their job.
You need to carry out your responsibilities with the greatest integrity and honesty and let the chips fall where they may. I would tell them not to go to the door, not to leave, continue to do their work the best they can.
He was speaking on MSNBC. The jury in the Harvey Weinstein sex crime trial in New York City wants a readback of some testimony from one of his accusers. That's what the jury requested late yesterday. The jury will get that when they start day four of deliberations shortly. Stocks on Wall Street falling in early trading as coronavirus concerns continue. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A winter storm dumping snow on millions in North Carolina and the state of Virginia this morning. More than 12 million Southerners are under winter weather alerts, including folks in Charlotte and Raleigh, North Carolina, the state's two biggest cities. A longtime wish coming true this weekend for retired Miami Heat superstar Dwayne Wade. The team is going to retire his number 3 jersey on Saturday night at halftime during the Heat's game against the Cleveland Cavaliers at American Airlines Arena. Some new Barbies are being released, and USA Radio's Wendy King tells us who they look like.
Toymaker Mattel is introducing 3 new dolls in its Inspiring Women line of Barbie dolls. They feature the likenesses of accomplished women throughout history. The new set features dolls based on Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Jean King, and Florence Nightingale. Each of the dolls costs $29.99 and can be purchased on the Barbie website or other retailers. The collection previously included dolls based on the likenesses of Sally Ride, Rosa Parks, and Amelia Earhart.
And forget about running into Costco for a quick bite of pizza or a hot dog if you're not a member. The big box retailers always required a membership for the food court, but it never really enforced it until now. A new crackdown is scheduled to begin on the 16th of next month. There are postings of photos of the store signs already online. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, if it's going to happen, it's got to start with the truth, ladies and gentlemen. We've been lied to for so long, and we've actually bought into it because there's a certain aspect of this lie that allows us to, live life on our terms. But what's happening is that look at the fruit. Look at the fruit of this. In abandoning godly principles and morality, we've got suicide rate amongst our teens. Families are being destroyed and falling apart. This feminist movement violating everything that we know about genders and on that's been going on in our culture. It is a culture war that is devastating this American dream. And look at, if we're going to get this country back on track, we have got to return to first principles. And first principles, at the very core of it, is our morality. That is what's been pummeled. Our next guest, Walter Hoy, who's been with us before, is the president and founder with Issues for Life Foundation. He's a founder of Frederick Douglass's Foundation of California and core member of the National Black Pro-Life Coalition. Walter, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, I'm fine. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And, I was just speaking with Stacy Norwood with Focus on the Family. He's one of their IT geniuses over there, and we're talking about Black History Month. And maybe this is good that you and I are talking about the devastation that blacks have been subjected to in the name of abortion. I mean, this has been calculated. And I got to tell you, Walter, here last month, had a conversation with a young black man. And young, I'm not talking about teens. I'm talking about he's probably, latter 30s, maybe early 40s. And when we were talking about black genocide and what was going on, I'll put it in these terms, amongst his fellow blacks, he was in denial. It was like I was some alien that fell off of some spaceship. He couldn't even begin to discern and understand how Planned Parenthood and Democratic policies have devastated the black community.
You know, that is all too true. No matter where I go across the country, I've talked to pastors, black pastors, and they're almost completely unaware of the data that's literally coming from the abortion industry. I don't even have to use pro-life data. I could use Planned Parenthood data. I can use the Ellen Guttmacher data.
Yes.
And the evidence is abundantly clear. You know, we're losing this battle.
Right. Well, 35-40%, you mentioned Guttmacher Institute. That's the best we can go with Planned Parenthood. Of course, their information is going to be prejudicial for obvious reasons. We know over 60 million babies have been exterminated. 35-40% have been blacks, 25% roughly Hispanic. I mean, that's an entire labor force. Is it no wonder that we find ourselves today with more jobs than people?
There's no question about that, Bill. You're right on target. But even when I look at the CDC data, okay, mm-hmm. now that we're not talking about Guttmacher, we're not talking about Planned Parenthood, we're talking about the CDC. If you look at 2012, 2013, 14, 15, and 16, their very latest report, the abortion rate in my neighborhood in Black America is going up. It's not mm-hmm. going down.
Right.
And that's something that the pro-life movement has to, you know, literally come to grips with. And when you realize that in our neighborhood, this is becoming a bigger and bigger and bigger problem, you begin to realize the impact it's having in my community.
What's starting to happen, Walter, and I've been saying this for a number of years, is the impact and the reality of their lost children is starting to come home to roost in the families. Women have been dealing. This has kind of been the silent scream that women have been carrying with them for decades since abortion was, since the Roe v. Wade decision. I don't want to say it's a law. It wasn't a law. It still isn't a law. It was a decision by the Supreme Court. You know, the abortionists would want it all to be a law, but it's not. And so what happens is women, by experience, have realized they've bought into a lie. As one psychiatrist said, that it's very well noted that women instinctively, on the date of that abortion, it comes and it's a marker in their life. And their memory, the memory of that experience comes back to them every year, on time, and will remind them of a child that's missing. And they grieve silently. Some, you know, more and more it's starting to be open. But the other thing that's happening, Walter, that I've been sharing with our audience for quite a while now, for a number of years, is that the time is coming, and it's already here, where now men are realizing, oh, my God, my son or daughter is no more. And it's almost like the silent cry of Rachel, but now it's not so much silent. It's starting to open up, and it's affecting the male community of realizing that because of our own selfishness and acts of convenience and sensitivity, like one celebrity put it, her sensitivity to the inconvenience of bearing a child in the middle of her career, she deemed it to be disadvantageous, and in her own words said that it was the right decision to make. I think people are realizing experientially what the truth actually is, and America is grieving, and this is why this organic pushback against abortion is taking way from coast to coast.
Yeah, no question. I was talking to a young man, and he was lamenting this very thing. He was lamenting the abortion that was in his life. And essentially, he was saying, I killed my child. But mm-hmm. in addition to that, he also killed his grandchildren and yes. his great-grandchildren. And he was beginning to feel the weight of that. And, oh, my goodness, this is more evidence for the fact that we just need to continue to work hard in this arena.
Walter, you know, and what do you say? I mean, you're talking to pastors across the country, pastors who have, according to some estimates, about a third of the people there in the pews every Sunday or Saturday when they attend church are suffering from post-abortion syndrome, where they are grieving, and as we shared, in many cases very silently. But nonetheless, they come there, and their silent prayer to God is that, you know, forgive me. Is there someone who can understand and come alongside? In some cases, that is happening, but we need to acknowledge this incredible corporate sin that we've all been involved in, and come alongside those who are grieving for the loss of their children and grandchildren, as you say.
That's probably the number one need, I think, in our churches today. And when I am talking to pastors, I help them understand that we have a late-term abortion in Exodus chapter 1. Mm-hmm. And in that particular passage, we see what Pharaoh's dictates were. We see what the midwives response was, and then we see what God's response is. And when the fellas see what God's response is and how he blessed the midwives, how he blessed the children, how he blessed the nation of Israel, then the fellas begin to realize, oh my goodness, I need to start preaching on this. And this is something that has been very helpful.
Well, we're talking with Walter Hoy, founder of Frederick Douglass Foundation of California, core member of the National Black Pro-Life Coalition. And our conversation will continue with Walter Hoy after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I have my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment.
getting started here, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, there is hope for a comeback, but not in of yourself, okay? I know sometimes people think they can do it in and of themselves, but the forces that we have been fighting are powerful. They have been mighty, and we've been duped into believing a big lie here. As Adolf Hitler said, the bigger the lie, the better. It just seems that we're more dupable with a bigger lie, and then you stop and you look back, and maybe every once in a while, Walter Hoy, we stop and look and we go, oh no, we didn't believe that. But then you come to the realization, if you're honest with yourself, yeah, we bought into this. And it and the effects, the consequences of buying into this lie. I want to talk about the echo effect that you wrote about that's really important. But before we do, Walter, I want people to, you know, kind of get a little bit of your heart. For you, how did this all begin, this passion that you have to save those, to save the unborn?
My goodness, it began with my firstborn son. He was born a little less than 6 months, and he weighed in at 2.1 pounds.
Wow.
And ultimately, he went down to 1.6, and the doctors had called me in the office, and they had done all they could do. They were just going to try to keep him comfortable until he died. Mm-hmm. Well, I went home and prayed that night, all night long. And when I got back to the hospital the very next day, God hadn't answered my prayer. I was just praying.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I was holding my son in the palm of my right hand. At the time, mm-hmm. he was 1.9, and he was just like silverware in my hand.
Yeah, wow.
But as I was holding him, that's when God spoke to me. That's when he answered my prayer. And he simply said, Walter, this is what's supposed to be on the inside of a woman. And at that point, I understood what abortion was, and I understood what abortion does.
Wow. Wow. I mean, you can't get more personal than that, can you?
Oh no. I mean, I can still feel him. When I talk about it, I can still feel him moving in the palm of my hand. And oh my goodness, he's alive and well today. He's
doing. I was going to say, how's he doing?
Yeah, he's doing fine. I love him. I love him dearly. But it's just one of those experiences that you'll never forget.
Wow, absolutely life changing, and for you, it brought you into the forefront and on the front lines of this fight against abortion. And you have been fighting the good fight on behalf of Black America. I'd say on behalf of all Americans, Hispanics. I mean, you know, I hate the hyphenation. I got to tell you, you know that about me. I've shared that with you more than once. The hyphenation of America. I mean, I see us all as Americans. Yes, we come from diverse areas, and it's okay. We want to embrace that because hey, look at it. It broadens our palate to be able to eat good food from different cultures. I don't want to cheat myself out of that by no means. But certainly, at the end of the day, I think that what we strive for is that we are Americans and we want the best for each, regardless of color of skin. And I adhere and have apprehended the heart of Martin Luther King when he says that one day we should hope that we would not be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. So here we go. But I want to talk about the echo effect. Explain to our audience what's going on. You say the echo effect in Black America is loud and clear.
Yeah, well, what's happening is that the babies who will now never be born because they were aborted, that ends up echoing down through the ages. And so what happens is that we're looking at our total population, and you can see that our total population is becoming less and less and less. Let me give you an example. I can trace our population in my community, our fertility rate from 7.9 all the way down to 1.8 today.
1.8? Wow.
1.8. In other words, you have to have 2.1 children per woman in order for your demographic to continue to exist.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you have any children, then that demographic will no longer exist. And so 2.1 is just to maintain. That's not to improve. That's not to get bigger and better. Just to maintain. Well, Black America is now down below the replacement level. Black America is looking at 1.8. And when you realize this, you understand the impact of the echo effect.
Exactly. Well, this is what Margaret Sanger had hoped for, right? The eugenicist who was the founder of Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood has embraced her policies, and at the very core of that was we needed to eradicate the less thans. And the less thans, you know, included Black America, included Browns, it included everybody, you know, what some would refer to, even the trailer people or trailer trash, as some would refer to, of white America. This is this elitist attitude that permeated the consciousness of America at the turn of the century, and here we are living with its effects, Walter.
We are. We really are. There's no question Margaret Sanger was a racist. No question Black Americans were targeted. There's really no reason to doubt this. You can read Margaret Sanger's own biography. You can read her own report, and you can clearly see on race, and oh my goodness, she had a Negro project. You know, she didn't have an Italian project or an Asian project. She had a Negro project.
Right.
And there's just, there's no question about what her intent was.
And amazing that there are Black recipients of the Margaret Sanger Award, including said Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. To just get the truth out there, Martin never attended the ceremony, the award. He never actually personally received the award. He wasn't even there. He didn't even write the speech.
Mm-hmm.
The speech was written. Coretta read the speech, and that's the extent of it. So they used him as a way to promote abortion, birth control at the time in my community, and that's straight from Margaret Sanger's playbook.
Exactly. Now, did Coretta ever disavow that award?
No, she didn't. But I'm so grateful for the King family and allowing the truth to come out. Mm-hmm. She just simply read the speech and let it go.
Yes. Okay. But well, again, all this has been part and parcel to this, you know, to this illusion. And the result of it, as Andy Andrews said about World War II, how do you kill 11 million people? You get them to buy into a lie. Of course, this was pointed towards the Jews and what happened in Germany. But here we are in America. You know, we've killed over 60 million people. And it's because we got them to buy into a big lie. And this is the shock, and this is what's starting to happen. The good news is people are waking up. You know, movies like the Gosnell movie and Unplanned, particularly Unplanned, that made it real clear what the abortion process was all about, because the abortion industry would tell you, oh, it's just some unnecessary flesh, it's meaningless. And when you actually see an abortion, as you do in Unplanned, being performed, this is what, boy, you know, was just a line that Abby Johnson, for example, could not go any further with. She realized the truth and she was set free. It was very shocking for her to realize that she had been complicit all these years with the killing of humanity. And, you know, now here she is, turned away from Planned Parenthood. She just delivered last year her eighth child. And there's been hundreds of former directors and participants with Planned Parenthood have now come to the light and have seen the darkness of Planned Parenthood.
Abby and I are good personal friends. I love Abby, and you're right about her. She's just been an incredible warrior for the pro-life movement. When you consider that since 1967, Bill, there have been over 63 million babies lost, and that means there's 63 million children missing, and then their children are missing, and then their great-grandchildren.
Well, we got to leave it there. Walter Hoy, thank you for being with us.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round.
call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign.
That's Democratic frontrunner Bernie Sanders discussing his concerns about the entry of billionaire Michael Bloomberg into the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Sanders also saying in that interview with CBS News that he was surprised about Bloomberg's performance in the other night's debate.
I was. And if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, I think it's quite likely that Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
Sanders and the other Democrats campaigning in Nevada today as it holds its caucuses tomorrow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says a peace deal between the Taliban and the United States could be signed by February 29th, as long as a week-long reduction in violence holds. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home when the streets are cold and every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, like I was sharing with some friends of mine the other day, yeah, we know, the last words of the final chapter and how it works out. But that doesn't mean that we're not vigilant until we get there. You know, it's our responsibility to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, not only for ourselves, but others that come in contact that are also searching for the truth, that want, affirmation that, in fact, they have realized the truth. This is so important. Good to have you with us. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And do we have Philip and Darlene with us? Oh, we do. Good. Okay. We've got the Fields with us. Good morning. Good to have you with us. Philip and Darlene have written a new, powerful, real, and vulnerable story about the unperfect marriage, liberation for couples trapped in the fantasy of perfection. First of all, let me congratulate you on your courage to do this, because, boy, that's not an easy thing to do.
No, it wasn't an easy thing to do, and you're right. We agree.
And Darlene, not an easy, and not even easy to live through either, right?
Right. Yeah, we've got the better ones from it. We can prove it.
But, yeah, we live to tell about it.
But Darlene, why did you and Philip feel like you had to write this book?
Well, Bill, number one is because we were on a journey of coming out of hiding. And hiding in the shame of what was going on in our marriage, myself, hiding the shame of struggling with a rage issue. And we just felt like that was the next step for us. Mm-hmm. And coming out of hiding is just to reveal what was going on behind closed doors in our home. And we also learned that as leaders in the Christian community, we had nowhere to go when we were struggling And as Philip has become more involved in marriage coaching, that is what most couples say, is we had nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely didn't want our pastor to know or our church friends to know, which is really disheartening. And so we just wanted to show people what's possible when you get vulnerable with your story and you allow the redemption of God to come in the middle of your mess.
Yeah.
And make something beautiful out of it.
Well, Philip, like Darlene says, I mean, here you are. I mean, you're in ministry. And you're probably looking at each other, and she's in the Word of God and praying. You see her praying. Maybe you pray together, maybe you don't. You're in the Word of God, you're praying, and probably each of you are looking at each other and saying, God, what a couple of hypocrites here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the shame of it is what causes you to feel like you can't share it with anybody else. Because if you're a Christian, you should have a great marriage, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yet the reality is that many people suffer behind closed doors. And so we were living under that. I was living under this thing of, you know, I wanted to have this great impact in my ministry. And yet I was failing to connect with my wife, to show her love and to help her through some of the biggest struggles in her life. And ultimately what I ended up doing is just kind of turning it into my own sort of selfish, controlling, fearful, shame-filled kind of response to her, which just kind of made her stuff worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you get on the merry-go-round, and here we go. And so, yeah, it was hard to live with the fact that we were called to this purpose and we weren't fulfilling it.
Exactly. Darlene, for you, was that pretty much the same sentiment that you were realizing as well?
Yes, and I felt like my position was even more daunting because in our story, I was the problem because I had that outward raise issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so that left me feeling like that if I never got my act together, that I would never get to be loved. And that almost paralyzed me from being able to work on myself because I went into this hopeless place. And started to believe the lie that my husband and children would be better off without me.
Wow. Mm.
And, you know, I just, instead of giving in to the lie, I chose to just give in to Jesus, like, wholeheartedly and set out on a journey to overcome and in that discover and encounter the love of God in a radical way that really shifted the atmosphere of our home, and it was really a divine intervention.
Right.
I just sensed that I knew that journey involved me coming out of hiding from the rage issue that I struggled with as pastor's wife. And,
well,
and in the end of it all, I realized that the root of the rage issue was that I couldn't get my real life to line up with my fantasy, which is where the revelation from the book came.
Right.
Is that we hold our spouses against this fantasy of perfection that we began to develop as children. And some of us began to develop that fantasy from a very unhealthy place, but yet it's still there and we still hold it up against our spouse, and that's how we see our spouse through, is that veil of perfection and that veil of fantasy. And when we do that, they will never, ever measure up.
Oh, it's impossible. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That realization, that fantasy of perfection, you're so spot on. I think that if people were being honest, well, obviously they're responding to your ministry and to your book and your speaking engagements and saying, you know, I didn't see it that way, but I see what I've been doing, right?
Yeah.
So you realize that this is more typical than atypical.
Oh, yeah.
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 Philip, for you, what was it? Because in marriage, yes, your partner's going through stuff, but when it gets to that point to where it's our problem, not her problem, what was it for you that flipped the switch to realize, look at the two become one? So her rage is your rage, and that you have to come alongside. So what happened there?
Well, what I did was, as a guy who's trained as a pastor and a counselor and a coach and all those things, I said, well, I'll go find the best counselor I can find to help her see that she's the problem.
And, in other words, to fix me.
That's what guys, this is what guys do, Darlene. We fix things.
That's right. So what I did is I hauled her out across the country, and we got in front of this guy, and I teed up the problem as only I could do, and I share how this is debilitating me and controlling me and preventing me from being able to live a Christian life. And the guy looks at me and he says, so when your wife is struggling, what kind of man do you want to be? And I said, hold on. I'm paying you. I have described this problem, and you're telling me that I have responsibility in this? No. You don't understand. She's little, but she's powerful when she's angry. And so he dialed in on me, and he said, what kind of man do you want to be whenever your wife is struggling with rage? And I said, I want to be a part of the solution and not the problem. He said, so
good answer.
What are your options? And he began to empower me and see that my withdrawal from her was as much a part of the problem as her rage.
You know, that is key, isn't it, Darlene? And because, you know, some people say, well, you don't like conflict. Well, there's sometimes when you get to that point where you just don't know what to do and you don't want to damage anything. But as a woman who is dealing with this, another wise counselor said, that women almost rage on purpose. And I say rage, I'm using it just in terms of a verb and an adjective, more of an adjective, they raise this conflict in order to have connection. So the very thing that you're putting out there, the way we're receiving it, is you don't want anything to do with us, but really what you're saying is, no, I need you here, right?
Yes, exactly. A big SOS signal.
It's no wonder that we're brain damaged, Philip, the husbands of the world here. But we're going to try and do something, and we'll put everybody on the operating table in just a moment as we continue this conversation. Stay with us, America.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you saved just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone. And one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurts, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece. And you open up my heart.
I'll tell you, every time I hear that lyric, it just makes me, I just want to cry. I mean, because you think about how much God loves us, and that He loves us with His whole heart, which is so incredible, and stops me in my tracks, and causes me for just a moment to be thankful for the very breath that I breathe. Good to have you with us right now. We're talking with Philip and Darlene Fields. Their very vulnerable and raw story about their unperfect marriage. And this is really a testament and a resource that I believe is going to be a liberation for couples trapped in the fantasy of perfection, as Darlene describes. And we were talking off air, Philip and Darlene and myself, about I guess maybe all this comes out, Philip, from maybe undiscussed expectations. I mean, we've heard, I mean, that was a big 70s term. It was, oh, I overexpected, or my expectations, she doesn't meet my expectations, and that sort of thing. And you go, or he doesn't, and you go, well, how's that fair when I didn't even know what your expectations were?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? We have them, you know, subconsciously, and we're expecting it. And really, at the end of the day, I talk about this in the book, but I say, no, I expected her to cause me to feel like a man.
Mm.
And that was just not something she could give me. You know, she was going to be my Mary Poppins dressed in the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader uniform. And so every day when
So every night when he came home, Darlene, you were supposed to be there at the doorway with your pom-poms?
Yeah, I had Dallas Cowboy cheerleader outfit I put on every night.
what a fantasy. I love it. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, right. And so, you know, she's either going to rescue me from happiness and, from depression, mm-hmm. with her happiness, or she's going to turn me on with her smoking hot figure.
Yes.
And you know, that's not too much to ask, is it?
I don't think so. I think that's... That's normal.
Well, I'm wanting him to be my handsome prince and Wranglers and cowboy boots.
Right. You know, and it's just, but we wouldn't be able to even articulate that unless we start letting God take on this thing inside of us that has this insatiable appetite to have the other person cause us to feel secure and significant beyond what they could do.
And Darlene, when that happens to women, and it happens in both ways because it's a cross experience to where you get a projection of what you expect the other person to be without really speaking it, and usually it, somehow it seems to clash around the five-year mark when people realize, oh, wait a minute, she's not that Dallas cheerleader girl I expected, and you know, and why is she throwing stuff at me? And he's not that prince coming through the door. I mean, he's looking pretty crotchety and unlovable. You know, how do I manage this right with this hardcore reality? But you know, here you are trying to address your own integrity and your own knowing of who you are, and then you have this projection of your husband on you that, boy, you're really a round peg in a square hole here.
Yeah, it was pretty daunting for, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I really started to believe the lie that my husband and family would be better off without me because I couldn't get a handle on my rage.
Mm.
And I just kept blowing up our house, so to speak, and
wow.
And not being able to, you know, because once it's out there, it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after a little bit, Philip and the children got tired of hearing me say I was sorry.
Right.
You know, and that's hard. It's really hard. And
but the fact that you were owning it, though, I mean... That's a long, because there's so many, it can happen on men's side as well, but they don't want to own the problem. But the fact that you owned it had to give you some sense of encouragement, Philip.
Oh, yeah. Well, she did. And I'll say this to my wife's credit. I've never met anybody that worked harder on herself. And so, but this is kind of the religious side of this. And that is that, you know, you're in leadership, you're a pastor or whatever, and you say to yourself, well, you can't share that with anybody, because if they find out that we have this cycle in our life, they're going to disown us, and we're not going to have a church, we're not going to have this, we're not going to have that. And so you put your spouse on the performance treadmill when you say, you're not reading your Bible enough, you're not praying enough, you're not holy enough, you know, and it's just, we do this to each other. You know, we put these performance demands on each other because we're afraid of what our spouse is struggling with. And so my fear, hers was she was never going to be loved. My fear was this was never going to stop. And I grew up in an abusive family system where my dad was the ranger.
Wow.
And so
wow.
I'm like, I've had a lifetime of this, and I didn't want it to continue. So my way of handling it all was to disappear emotionally. And so, you know, I'm checked out. I'm like, well, when you fix yourself, you come tell me, and then we'll try to put our connection back together.
Amazing. And so, Darlene, what did you hear from Philip when he said that to you?
What I heard is that I didn't get to be loved until I never got angry again.
Oh.
And because I couldn't stop getting angry, I felt defective. And hopelessness started to set in, and I really went into a dark place for about a 3-year period of time that I refer to in the book as my dark night of the soul, where I really felt disconnected from God, and I really didn't know how to get better. I was just in a really lost place, and in desperation, I just really cried out, you know, God, I don't feel you, I can't hear you, I can't see you, but I know you're still there, and I don't want to live this way. And I need you to send a rescue ship for me.
Mm.
And he did. You know, because God always has answers. He always has choices. He always has options. We are never without hope, as long as we have God. And I jumped on that rescue ship, and I set sail on a journey of personal growth like I had never known. And what was so powerful about it is I was getting to live out in front of my family what's possible for them, because my, you know, our children are starting to get in their middle teenage years and starting to act out.
Yes.
What was going on in our home. And I heard from the Lord, you know, don't go after them and their issues. You go after yourself. Because when you break stuff off your own life, you break stuff off theirs.
Exactly.
And my children watched me just morph into a different person, transform before them. And today I get to hear them say that I'm their hero.
Wow.
Because of what they watched me do, because of what they watched my husband and I do, showing them what's possible when you allow God to come in with his redemptive power in the middle of your mess, in the middle of your wasteland, in the middle of your dark soul, and make something beautiful.
Philip, here we are. We live in what I call the microwave generation. We stand in front of a microwave and say, hurry up. We're yelling and screaming at the microwave. Just won't move fast enough. You know, for you, 3 years, I mean, some people hearing this going, look at, I don't have 3 years worth of emotion to invest in this. I'm checked out. I'm done fighting this battle because it's, 3 years plus whatever got you to that before you started to go down to that road of redemption. How did you manage that 3 year dark period that she was in?
Well, I really feel like that she was in her recognition of what she had to work out, and I had to work out my fear and my pulling away was something that I had to get to the root of. And, you know, Paul said this, he says he Jesus made himself of no reputation. He emptied out his rights.
Right.
He emptied out himself. And so there's this emptying of, you know, my agenda, of my rights, of my demands, my expectations.
What I deserve.
Yeah, and so, I'm the man of God of the house. I deserve to be respected. I had to empty all that out and come to the place where I said, you know, Lord, what if loving her is my purpose and my, you know, what if shepherding my wife's heart is more important than the multitude that I want to shepherd?
Exactly.
And so that's where I had to reorganize and rechange, you know, and really I had to say to the Lord, I need a love that I can't produce in my humanness to love her.
Yeah.
And so that was a big lesson. And, you know, I'd say 3 years, we've been doing this 27 years. I'm still learning that one.
Well, Darlene, which I guess what you and Philip have transitioned to is what we talked about in the first segment, and that it's about us, right? And it's coming together and realizing that that's the call of marriage. It's not about me. It's not about him. It's about us. And by the grace of God, you were able to get on the other side of this. I mean, what a terrific story. The imperfect marriage. Liberation for couples trapped in the fantasy of perfection. It is raw. It's honest, as you can tell in our conversation that we've had today. Darlene, how can people be in touch with you? I'm going to let you wrap everything up here because we're down to about 30 seconds.
You can visit our website at BeCourageousCoaching.com, where you can order the book. You can also visit our Facebook page for the book, The Unperfect Marriage Facebook page. And we also have a Be Courageous Coaching Facebook page where you can follow us and find out what's going on, where we're speaking, and the events that we have taking place.
Philip and Darlene Fields, thank you for being with us. God bless.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.